Welcome back to a very special Tool Time Live from my house. It's Christmas. Time to think about cleaning out that chimney.
Cheerio, Timothy.
Frosted Flakes to you, Al.
Well, Tim is right. A dirty chimney can cause smoke to back up into your house. Or worse yet, creosote can build up and cause a fire.
And if you don't use your fireplace, there might be animals make their nests in there, so you gotta check that out, too.
That's right. You don't want to light up your Yule log and end up barbecuing a possum.
Not unless you're Jed Clampett. He's a millionaire, you know.
Well, I shall just head up to the roof.
I'll just be down here collecting the soot, Al. All right, there's two things I'm going to tell you about cleaning out a chimney. Whose job was to unplug the phone? Can somebody answer that, please?
I'll get it.
Thank you. Okay, there's two things I'll tell you about cleaning out a chimney.
It's Grandma. She wants to know whether we're coming up Saturday or Sunday.
Tell her Saturday. All right, there's two important things to learn about cleaning out your chimney.
What time on Saturday?
8 o'clock. Don't you hate when your mom calls you when you're working on a live TV show? There's two
Didn't
things...
Did you make breakfast for us?
Mom, do you know I'm working on a live TV show here?
Yeah, and she says your fly's undone.
What?
Grandma says gotcha.
So, Wilson, what are you doing?
Well, Tim, I'm carving a nativity scene out of giant radishes. What do you think of my three wise men?
I think they should come bearing onion dip.
See, this is part of the Mexican custom of Noche de Rabanos.
Night of the bathroom.
No, Tim. Night of the radishes. You see, every Christmas, farming families would head into town and display their tuberous creations. Which reminds me, I guess you're going to be heading out of town to help your mother move.
Yep, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Jill and the boys, Marty's coming, and my older brother Jeff's going to meet us up there.
Jeff, he's the one who's parsimonious?
No, he's Presbyterian.
No, I mean parsimonious as in frugal.
Frugal's not the word for Jeff. This guy recycles his dental floss.
You know, closing up the old childhood home can be a traumatic thing. I know it was for me.
A lot of memories?
Yeah, they're still vivid. Waking up to the sound of a hyena laughing. The sweet smell of hay as the zebra grazed. The sight of a mother rhinoceros feeding her calf.
You were raised in Africa?
Chicago. In an apartment overlooking the zoo.
Well, it's going to be weird moving her out of that house. Mm. But moving her down here is going to allow me to do something I've always wanted to do.
Spend more time with her.
No, drive a really big truck. Boy, I love this truck.
Stop that!
This is just great. 5-speed tranny, 5-ton big Detroit diesel. This could be the greatest day of my life.
Tim, you are driving too fast.
If I were alone, this could be the greatest day of my life.
God, I hate moving. Do you know how many times I moved when I was a kid?
Eight.
Eight moves. Every time I had to leave my friends, my heart would just break.
Here we go.
Cry for days and days. Go on an uncontrollable downward spiral.
Jill, how would you like to sit in the back with the packing crates and the styrofoam packing material?
Excuse me, I'm just expressing my feelings. I know how sick you are of hearing them.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, step on it, Uncle Marty. Dad's getting away from us.
Who'd have thought a truck that big could go that fast?
I can't believe we have to spend part of our Christmas break helping Grandma move.
Ah, come on. What else would you guys be doing?
Hanging out with my girlfriend,
going to parties,
seeing all the new movies.
Anybody interested in switching lives?
Breaker, breaker.
Go ahead, break.
You get the tool man about 55 miles outside of the Motor City. Come back.
I'm at your front door about 2 yardsticks. Watch out for the road pizza in the granny.
Road pizza in the granny?
Dead animal in the slow lane. Come on.
How do you know that?
Because every time I get a haircut, I read Big Rig Digest. Okay, in about 30, I'm going to need a motion lotion and a pickle bar. Come back. That's a restaurant and a gas station.
There's a gas station just ahead of you. I'll have to get back to you on the hookers.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Hi, sweetheart.
Mom, don't call me when I'm doing a live show again, please.
You know, I didn't expect you here so soon.
Tim decided to go for the Big Rig speed record.
Why are all these boxes marked fragile?
Well, I didn't know which ones you'd be handling.
Well, seeing all these boxes brings back so many painful memories. When I was a kid, we moved like...
We know, dear. 8 times.
Mom, why'd you throw this out?
Oh, it was in bad shape, so I just yanked it off the wall and put it in the trash.
Yeah, but Dad made this.
Well, honey, I'm not going to be staying in this house, and there's no room for it in my new place. Well,
Jeff's here. Give it to him. He'll take anything.
Hey, I'll take it. What is it? Hey, little brother.
Well, gee, I didn't recognize you without a head wound.
Well, I did recognize you because you're still bald.
How many times do I have to tell you I'm not bald, I'm just taller than my hair?
You know what? That's not it. It's just in this light, you've actually gotten a little uglier.
Uglier. Ah, the Tim Taylor wit, huh? Immature and yet not funny.
Come on, watch it, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Tim, look at this. It's Dad's plans from when he remodeled the house.
You gotta be kidding. He's gotta be about 30 years old.
Dad!
Careful with that, it's an antique.
Randy, lift with your legs.
Come back here.
This is everything. This is the bedroom, the den, the kitchen, that dining room addition.
Man, look at the detail Dad put in. He must have loved doing this, you know? Crown molding in all the rooms, tongue and groove in all the floors.
You were too young to remember, but Dad hand-rebuilt that mantelpiece.
Well, he had to after you tried to use the propane tank as a fire poker.
Last time I saw these plans, I was helping Dad build this staircase. Solid maple. He let me turn one of these balusters and install it myself. They're fine if you don't touch them, Marty.
Yeah. Man, we used to have some great times in here, you know?
It's hard to believe we're not going to see the place again.
Well. Remember sliding down this banister, guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, I also remember there was only one of us dumb enough to go down facing forward.
Anybody can do it backwards. Mom was wrong, too. I was still able to have children.
Yeah, but look at them.
I'm fine.
I took a short little trip down memory lane.
Hi, we're the Burtons, the owners of the house.
Hi, I'm Tim Taylor. I used to live here.
I hope we're not intruding.
No, not at all. Come on in.
Great.
Thanks.
We were just wondering if we could come in for a second and take some measurements.
Yeah, good.
Thanks. We need to do it before Monday because we have a crew coming in to rip up the floors.
You gonna rip up the floors? These are tug and groove wood floors here.
Well, we prefer ceramic tile.
Ceramic tile doesn't really go with anything else in the house.
Oh, it will when we're done.
What else are you going to do?
We're taking out all the old stuff, like that fireplace.
Well, that fireplace is hand-built. It's one of a kind.
Well, we just want to give it a more contemporary feeling. Yeah. You know, we're going to put in floor-to-ceiling mirrors.
Ah, go over that funhouse look.
Excuse me?
What do you measure the staircase for? You're not taking this out, are you?
Actually, we were going to replace it with wrought iron.
Oh, yeah. That wrought iron mirror, that... There's a handsome look. Yeah. Put in a front desk, some fake ferns, and a bellhop, you got a hotel lobby.
You know, maybe we should come back another time.
You know what, I'm really sorry that we bothered you.
This is real craftsmanship in this house, you know? My father and I built this staircase by hand. This house is perfect the way it is.
Who's that at the door, Tim?
Mr. and Mrs. Motel 6.
Who?
The new owners. You know what they want to do to this place?
Yeah, they mentioned a few things. Ceramic tile, wrought iron staircase.
And that's okay with you?
Well, it's their house. They can do whatever they want with it.
You live here 42 years, and you let people buy the house, you're just going to tear it apart?
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Background check? Find out how their values are, whether they're pro or anti-tongue and groove?
Tim, I sold them the house. I didn't put it up for adoption.
Wait, just... No way! Why are you taking the toilet?
Because I need a new one. No sense spending good money when I can have this one for free.
Yeah, but this isn't just a toilet, you know? It's
an heirloom.
This toilet is full of memories.
Hey, for me, too. Remember the night of my bachelor party? Ooh, some major hurling in there.
Hey, how about when Dad brought back that bag of smoked chub from the Indian reservation?
That was a bad week.
Okay, boys, you just put that toilet right back. It belongs to the new owners.
Okay. Well, they'll just probably throw it out like the rest of the stuff.
What?
New owners, they're tearing out everything. The floor, the mantle. They're taking out the stairway.
How are they going to get to second floor?
This is serious. I can't do that to us. This is a house where we grew up.
This is a house where I learned you could put a lawnmower engine on a tricycle.
This is a house where I lost my hair.
Whoa. Is this Dad and his hot rod?
Yeah, that's Dad. During his hippie days. His motto was peace, love, and Valvoline.
Let me see that. Peace.
Valvoline.
Do you take that downstairs?
Sure.
It's my first hot rod.
Yeah. Oh, look at this cute little plane. Did you make this?
That's a Spitfire, honey. I glued that together when I was 11 years old. I won first prize at a hobby show.
For the plane or the shelf?
Let me ask you a question. You've always wanted a vacation home, right?
Yeah.
How would you feel about buying this place and making our getaway home?
You're suggesting that we come up here for romantic weekends and sleep in your mother's bedroom.
Well, it's not like she's going to be here.
And neither are we.
Come on, listen to me.
Yeah.
The people that are buying this house are going to rip out the floor, take out the mantle, take out the staircase.
The staircase?
They're tearing down the house that I grew up in.
Oh, no, that's awful. I'm so sorry.
I know how bad Wilson felt when he took his Mexican radishes and left the zoo.
What?
He just said this was going to be real tough.
Yeah. It's got to be tough. I mean, I used to fall apart every time I left a house I barely lived in, but this house has been so much a part of your life for so long.
Yes, it has. Dad put his heart and soul in this place. Everything I loved about him is here.
Tim, this house is really beautiful, but everything you loved about him is something you carry with you, don't you think? I mean, all your memories about him and what he taught you about cars and how to work with tools, how to be a great dad. I mean, who showed you how to shoot those peas right out of your nose?
Mom. Dad told us how to use six parts of our body as a musical instrument.
Seven.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I don't know what these people do. They can't take the memory of him from me.
Yeah. Your dad must have been a great guy. I wish I'd met him.
He was a great guy. He would have loved you. Loved everything about you. Yeah. Except maybe that turkey tetrazzini. Ma? Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, honey.
I'm sorry I snapped at you earlier.
Oh, listen, that's all right. You know, I never realized that leaving this house would be so tough on you.
Neither did I. I'm just surprised how well you're doing.
How well I'm doing?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, if you realize how many years I've spent thinking about this day and crying about it a lot.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't mean to make you feel bad about this.
Tim, I just love this house.
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, there's just a wonderful memory. You know, I'll never forget all the Christmases we've had here. The whole family gathered around the table and the fire burning in the fireplace.
Turkey burning in the oven.
Do you remember the Christmas after Marty was born?
Do I? We're upstairs babysitting, his belly button falls off, scared the hell out of all of us. Mom, you better get up here. I think this kid's falling apart. That was the Christmas I helped Dad finish the staircase.
Hey, Tim? Tim!
Yeah, Dad?
I want to check your measurements for the carpeting for the stairs here.
You don't have to. I already cut it.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, no! Tim, what did I tell you? You gotta measure twice and cut once. Plus, I didn't ask you to cut it, son.
Sorry. Guess I messed up again.
It's all right. Working with tools, it's not for everybody. And, well, when you grow up, you'll find something that's more suitable for you.
Tim, time to get ready for dinner.
I can smell the turkey burning.
Son, there is nothing like your mother's turkey. All dark meat.
You know, Tim, as hard as it's going to be for me leaving this house, I am so happy to be moving closer to you and Marty and all the grandchildren.
We're going to be real happy to have you there. It's going to be okay.
I know.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. How would you feel about having one last Christmas dinner here tonight?
Well, honey, Christmas isn't until Wednesday, and besides, we've packed up the whole house.
Oh, we order food in, we eat on the floor. It'd be like a pre-Christmas scrimmage.
You know, that could be great.
Yeah.
Do you know that the first night your father and I moved here, we ate on the floor? Yeah. We had this romantic dinner, and then we danced, and then...
Mom. More than I need to know.
This is so wonderful. It's just like all the Christmases we used to have here.
Except that we're eating off the floor.
Steve and John aren't burping the national anthem.
Instead of burnt turkey, we're having pizza and linguine.
Hey, after dinner, why don't we all go caroling? We can sing I'm Dreaming of a White Clam Sauce.
Not bad.
Or
deck the halls with calamari.
Oh, boy.
Silent night, cannoli night.
Better?
Boy, they're just like us when we were kids, huh?
Yeah, except they're clever.
Well, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, me too. Look, I'll take all the leftovers. I'm having some people over tomorrow night.
How are you, honey?
I'm good. I was just thinking how much I'm like this house.
You mean you both have old leaky pipes?
I'm speaking metaphorically.
Metaphorically? You actually know what that means?
I have a neighbor who explains stuff like this to me.
So how are you like this house?
Okay. When they said they were ripping out the insides, I felt like they were ripping out my insides.
Listen, since the Burtons are tearing this all apart, why don't you boys just take whatever is important to you?
Really? I'll flip you for the toilet.
Okay.
I want the mantle and the banister. That's all right, because I can just tear this one out here and replace it at our house. As long as I got the sledgehammer out.
Oh, no.
Too young to remember, but Dad hand-built that mantelpiece.
Well, he had to after that little incident with G.I. Joe and the bottle rocket.
Dad, Grandma says look behind you, there's a raccoon.
Really? And there's a hippopotamus up on the roof.
Tim!
Actually, there is a hippopotamus up on the roof.
Dad, she's not kidding you.